This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then there is football, and a lot of conversations are going on right now regarding the NFL and getting their season underway. Here to talk more about that on the Schneider Orange Hotline, former DB in the NFL, Solomon Wilcots of Pro Football Focus, NFL Sirius, and other platforms. Solomon, thanks for the time.
Tim, good to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Okay, so just to give you a little background here, I've been doing sports talk, you know, some 20 years, but last 15, my main job is to do a Milwaukee Brewers post game show. Okay, so I mainly cover the baseball world, and in that being said, they went through a lot of negotiations, the PA and the owners, and it got a little angry and bitter and contentious and things like that. My fear is that's kind of behind the scenes what's going on in the NFL. Is that what's going on? Because I hope not.
Unfortunately, yeah, because you and I both know if you've got 2,000 players, roughly 2,200 to 2,800 players, trying to get them to agree on the environment that they want to play in and what the terms financially should be, that's much more difficult than trying to get the 32 owners on their side to agree, okay, here's what we're willing to pay the guys. So I think it just gets really complicated. The problem is that these negotiations and conversations should have began months ago when Major League Baseball and the NBA were kind of showing us some warning signs of what we could run into, right, in terms of returning to work and creating policies that would benefit both sides.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more that it's tough when there's negotiations through the media too. And although we're both in the media right now, we love info. We just, that's our life's blood. Sometimes it's better kept behind closed doors and get things done and announce it to us when it's time to announce. The problem here, Solomon, is that the game of football is so in your face, as you know, running around there with the Steelers and Vikes and Bengals. That's the tough part of this. Is it different than, say, basketball and baseball?
Well, it's definitely different, and here's how. One, baseball has one of the most powerful players' union anywhere, right? As they are, the players kind of run the show. We know in the NBA, players, they've been running the show. I mean, they get to pick their teams. They get to say, hey, let's four of us all get together. We'll play on a team together, and we'll win a championship together, right? We've seen that happen multiple times. Well, because of that, the dynamics of football, one player cannot wield as much power because it literally does take a team of 50-something guys to go out and win on Sunday. And secondly, the longevity in our sport is just not there. So you're going to be here today, gone tomorrow. And so there's really no long-term thinking, right, for players. So for the players, say, who are entering this contract agreement to play during a global pandemic, he can't say to himself, well, this is not a big deal. I'll go ahead and play for peanuts because I've got a long career after this. No, he doesn't know that. I mean, it could all end in one moment. So that uncertainty in terms of the physicality of the game, and it's a 100% certainty when it comes to injury, that really does find its way in the decision-making process.
Solomon Wilcotts is here on the Bill Michaels Show. And Solomon, I work in the same building and have done shows with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson. And these guys, you know, have played in the league like you. And with what is going on with the social justice issues, I take my guidance from these two guys because they were in it. You were in it. Everyone was that was in the league, they know. Looking back now, as things start to unfold here, Solomon, Colin Kaepernick was sort of the pioneer with the doors being open to at least the dialogue. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And you and I both know, you can track this through all the sports. The guys who are the first one to kind of, you know, fall on that sword, they're usually not around to reap the rewards or reap the benefits. Kurt Flood, for instance, who was the first player in baseball. He was an African-American player. He wanted to test the rules of free agency. You and I both know it cost him his career. And as a result, there are many players who have come through after him who have reaped the reward, who have made millions, although he never had opportunity to participate in those financial gains. And so with Colin Kaepernick, I remember when he took a knee. I remember being in New York at the time, and we were talking about it. I said, listen, you have to understand what the laws of the land are. The laws of the land says he can peacefully protest. This is what people fought for in every war. He's not protesting the flag. He's not protesting the United States. He's just trying to bring awareness to a situation that's happening in minority communities at the hands of local law enforcement. And for whatever reason, so many people wanted to make it about something else. And all 4 years later now, it's come full circle. And now we understand that what he was doing was really falling on the sword for people who are much less fortunate than he is, and he has had to pay a price.
Yeah, it's amazing. The entire timeline, the entire story. Final thing for you, Solomon. The Washington football team, if you will. I'm a little disappointed as a fan, you know, because I've been watching football for some 40 plus years. And it's disappointing that things that you look up to, entities you look up to, players you look up to, the franchises you look up to, disappoint you in that way. But that organization, it appears, is an absolute mess. Something's got to be done to step in and just clean it up a little bit.
You know, what we're seeing, I think, across a lot of landscapes, and we're seeing really the lack of decent leadership. We tend to politicize everything, and we make excuses for the people we root for, and we don't hold people accountable. We do it based on arbitrary reasoning. We don't know what to believe. When facts are presented to us, we question the source. When bogus information is presented to us, if it's salacious enough, We'll buy into it and we'll drink it up. I think we as a people need to begin to demand more of our leaders across every platform, right? Whether they own a professional sport or they run a company. I think that we're the ones who are supposed to run the republic. So we've got to lead. We've got to do a better job of leading in our communities and demanding more of our leaders. And trust me, if we do that, they will respond, because that's the pressure. That's the only thing that they listen to. When we don't buy their products, when we don't buy their services, when we tune them out, that's when they tend to get in line. As long as we keep buying their products, as long as we keep buying their services, as long as we keep voting for them, they believe they can do anything and still get away with it. So in some ways, Tim, you know, we're accountability. We have to do a better job as well.
Yeah, we do. There's no question about that. And it's just also, as you have become a broadcaster, and you know, sometimes we get into little scraps about an opinion about you know, whether it's sports or a DH or a tight end or whatever it might be. It's okay to disagree. You still can like each other. I mean, come on.
That's right, Tim. You're because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not integral, right? It's not the most core thing about what makes us who and what we are. And I think we all have to have a higher level of emotional intelligence to recognize that and just have a better way of being able to reason with one another. If we disagree on a bullet point A or bullet point B, it's not the quintessential thing that makes us who and what we are. And you know what? It is that process of disagreement that allows us to take in new information and gives us the potential to learn from one another.
Yeah, no, you're right on. Roy Butler agrees with that sentiment right there. Solomon, a pleasure, man. This has been fun. We'll have to do it again sometime. But I appreciate your time. I know you're busy.
All the best, Tim. Take care.
Yeah, you got it. Solomon Wilcots played for the Vikings, Steelers, Bengals, and now Pro Football Focus analyst as well as NFL Sirius. He joined us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. That's how they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.